sounds like a great idea, but it really could be a step outside the comfort zone for a lot of people. It's almost easier to stay safe and keep worrying about your fate in life than to actually pick up the phone and make a move toward changing it, you know?
Your point's really well taken, and it makes me think back to my grandmother. My first book, Smart Women Finish Rich, was a book I dedicated to my grandma Rose Bach, because my grandmother was an amazing woman who started with nothing at the age of 30, poor, decided she wanted to be a millionaire, and taught herself how to invest. And over her lifetime, became a self-made millionaire, and then went on to teach her whole family how to invest, and really raised an entire generation of millionaires because of a decision that she made. At the age of 86, my grandmother, who had been incredibly healthy, had a stroke. And she lived in Leisure World, California, and we lived up in the Bay Area in California. And we went down, we picked her up, and we got her on the plane, and we brought her back to the Bay Area because we had to take her to a nursing care facility. And on that flight back, I was just finishing writing Smart Women Finish Rich. And I said to my grandmother, "You've been my mentor all my life. Grandma, do you have any regrets?" She said, "No, David, I don't have any regrets. You know what? I've lived a full life. I had a wonderful marriage to your grandfather, Jack." And I said, "Okay, great." And I didn't really ask her about it anymore. The next day when I saw her at the hospital, she said, "David, you know what? I was up all night thinking about your question to me because I couldn't fall asleep the more I thought about it." And she said, "You know what? I do have regrets. I wasn't honest with you. The more I thought about my life, here I am at the age of 86 and I've had a great life." But she said, "You know what? My regrets are pretty clear. I can think of a handful of times in my life where I came to a fork in the road." And she said, "That fork in the road, I really had a choice. I could go left, which was the safe route, where I could pretty much see the outcome." She said, "Or I could go right, which was the more risky route, the one where I wasn't really sure what would happen, but I could kind of see if I went that route and things worked out, there would be more gold, more joy, and really more opportunity." And she said, "During my lifetime, every time I came to that fork in the road, these five times," she said, "I went left. I took the safe route." "David, all I can tell you is this," she says, "now I won't know what could have happened if I had gone the riskier route." And she looked at me and she said, "If I can give you one last lesson, David," she said, "it's this. You're going to come to a fork in the road." And she says, "When you get there, there's going to be a person inside of you, a little boy, that's going to be screaming almost, saying, 'David, go right, take the risk.' And there's going to be a big boy inside of you. And that big boy is going to be saying, 'Take the safe route.'" And she said, "If I can give you a gift, my last lesson to you, David," is, she's like, "take more risk and let the little boy come out and play." And she said, "You should share that message with more people." She said, "Because I wish I had let my little girl come out and play." And I share that story with you because right now I don't know what it is you really want to do with your life. I don't know what led you to listen to this audio program. But I'm willing to bet right now that truthfully, there's a little boy or little girl inside of you, and that part of that little boy or little girl inside of you is the reason you're listening to this audio program. And there's a part of you that's saying to yourself right now, "You know what? I want to go take some risk. I want to do more with my life than I'm doing. I want to make more money. I want to do more things." And there's also a big boy or a big girl inside of you right now going through all the rational reasons why it's not safe. And by the way, there's a lot of other big boys and big girls around you. There are your parents and your friends and your coworkers and the strangers that you don't even know that are all out there right now, quite frankly, telling you all the reasons why you should go the safe route and stay exactly where you are. Maybe for you, you want to go through your whole life and take the safe route. I can tell you that for me, since my grandmother told me that story, it's changed my life because I consistently am taking more risk. And not everything always works out, but I am finding out personally that there's a lot more joy when you take the riskier route. So my suggestion to you is that when you turn off this audio program, take a few minutes, maybe the rest of the day for that matter, and think about your life and say, "You know what? What if I got to be age 86? What would I regret? And if I can give you a gift, it would be this. Let your little boy or little girl come out and play in whatever it is in life that really matters to you." I think you'll see it makes a huge difference.
David, great story. Very inspirational. Thank you so much for sharing some fantastic advice today. And with the information you've just given us here and in your books, we can all be on the road to becoming automatic millionaires.
Well, first of all, thank you. I hope that today I've shared with you some ideas that whether you go forward in the direct selling industry or not, there are some ideas that you got today that you can use to both live and finish rich and take your life to the next step. God bless you.
For more information about starting your own business, please contact the person who gave you this audio program. Please note that David Bach is an independent business person and educator. While he does not endorse any specific direct selling company, he recognizes the value of the opportunities offered by the direct selling industry.